93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona. And it's funny, 26 years ago when I decided to get into radio, I was doing college radio at a little place called Framingham State College, which I was thrown out of twice because I spent too much time at the campus radio station. But one of the guys that used to come up was a friend of mine named Gary, and you might know him from such bands as Extreme and a little band called Van Halen. He has done some other things since then, most notably Tribe of Judah, and my friend is now on the hotline telling me about his brand new band, which, if you're not aware of it, it might be the best thing he's ever done. The band is called Hurt Smile. Please welcome my friend Gary Chiron. How are you, brother?
Hey, Paul, man. Thanks for having me. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I got a new project, and every time I got a new project, we got to get a hold of you.
You know, the weird part about it is I think the last time you and I spoke outside of when before I got fired in Boston, I was in the Saddle Ranch in L.A. We're on the Sunset Strip. It's like, I don't know, 12:30 at night. I'm in there with a couple of buddies of mine drinking. And I see this guy over in the corner, and he's surrounded by chicks. And I go, who's this jerk off over here? Who's this? And I go, oh, that's my buddy Gary. So I get up to say hello. Tell everybody what you left with that night. Most people leave a bar with a chick's phone number. You got what?
I got a doggy bag, quite a few of them.
No, you got her headshot.
Did I get her headshot?
Do you remember the chick gave you her
headshot? Oh, yes.
The girl gave you, only in L.A. do you get a headshot instead of a phone number.
Yeah, you get a headshot with the number on the back.
And then we ended up spending the entire night club hopping like the Butabi brothers and talking about Tribe of Judah. And I can't believe that was almost 10 years ago.
I know. I actually was doing some homework. We're rehearsing now with Hurt Smile, and I might be picking up a few tracks. And I pulled up an old bootleg of Tribe, and I ended up watching it going, man, that was freaking almost 10 years ago.
For people that don't know, obviously, Gary, when he went through the Van Halen thing, he came out of that, put out a band called Tribe of Judah, a great CD if you can find it in your local CD store of choice. And then you sort of went underground for a while, and you were doing a Who cover band for a while, doing some Who stuff. Can you do something for me and confirm or refute this rumor right now?
Okay.
Were you or were you not contacted by Brian May's people to possibly replace Paul Rodgers and Queen?
No, maybe in my dream. No. I've been in touch with Brian, just friends, but no, I was never asked. If I was asked, trust me, I wouldn't be here.
Really? You dump Hurt Smile in a heartbeat?
Yeah, that's a prerequisite. They all know that. it's the path and Extreme. It's just like Nuno. If something should happen to Van Halen, he'd be able to join that band. And if it was Queen, it would be me.
He's your out?
Yeah, that's the out. That's the out, yeah.
The hall pass. So then Extreme gets back together. You put out Sal Dodge the Rock and then a live record. And in between this, you got together with your brother Marcus, who had a great band called Flesh years ago, and put together this new band, Hurt Smile. Tell me about it. What's it all about?
Yeah, he's been in a few bands since that. And right after Tribe of Judah, I did also this solo kind of pop soul thing. It was an underground kind of EP and did a few shows. But then, waiting for Extreme to get back together, if it was up to me, I would have probably put Extreme together in 2005. But Nuno was involved with Perry Farrell and the Satellite Party project he was doing with Perry Farrell. So me and my brother Mark, it was a timing thing. I was on the East Coast. He was in between bands. And we started writing the Hurt Smile project, and we put out some demos that actually, that's when me and you bumped into each other.
Right.
Around that time. And then it was put on hold because of Extreme, the reunion, like you said, the record and the tour. So jumped to 2010, Nuno has an opportunity to do the Rihanna tour, which he's still on, and I decided to finish the Hurt Smile project.
I saw Nuno on Saturday Night Live. I go, oh my God, is that Nuno Betancourt playing with Rihanna?
That's right. Yeah. He was at the Grammys. He was at the NBA All-Star Game. Very jealous of some of the gigs he's playing. But
well, wait a minute. You were in Van Halen. Nuno was never in Van Halen. You were.
That's true.
Nuno wanted to be Van Halen, but you were in Van Halen.
Yeah, that's the famous quote my Pat Badge used to say to me. He used to call me up when I was in Van Halen, and he'd just go, I can't believe you're in my favorite band. I go, Extreme ain't your favorite band, Pat? He goes, no, second favorite.
I remember sending you an email back in the day about when your band got signed, because people don't know this. I'm a failed musician. I was in a band as well. When Extreme got signed, every band in Boston decided to change their sound to sound like Extreme. So I told you about the song that we had written about it, and you said, well, send it to me. Maybe I can help you get a deal. And my response to you on email was, no, thank you. You already screwed up Van Halen. And I remember you just went, no, you, I remember you going, sorry about that. And you knew I was kidding, but just ball busting.
No, of course. Yeah.
So now Hurt Smile is out. The record is available as of last week. You can pick it up in your local CD store of choice. You guys have a website as well, right?
Yeah, hurtsmile.com. The record just came out. Joe Pescia plays bass for the band. He played bass for Nuno's band. He's in a band with Nuno, with Drama Gods. He also plays guitar for Tantric, got a great drummer in Dana Spellman. Just, you know, I'm very proud of this record. Marky, my brother, is a monster on guitar. It's pretty aggressive, pretty heavy, and we're excited about it. And I want to thank you for supporting it and playing some tracks.
Wow, dude, I love the record. I've always been a fan. You know that since way back in the Dream days. And of course, being friends doesn't hurt either. I mean, not that I'm name dropping, but my friend Gary was in friggin' Van Halen.
Yeah, don't you forget that. Not
son
bad.
Of a bitch.
There's six degrees of separation between you and Halen, right there.
Yeah, mate. Well, I've met all the lead singers of Van Halen, but I've never met Eddie.
Ah, okay. Okay. You might. Rumor has it's more than a rumor. Actually, Nuno bumped into Eddie in the studio in L.A. and they're. They're working on some new material with Ross. So,
did you just name drop Nuno, name dropping Eddie?
I think I just name dropped Nuno, name dropping Eddie, mentioning Ross.
Nice, well done.
I might as well mention Mike and Sammy and Chickenfoot are doing a new record, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you this, and because you have firsthand knowledge, and again, not to get away from Hurt Smile, because it's a phenomenal record, and you should go buy this. It's one of my favorite things that Gary has ever done. Why don't they friggin' call Mikey?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm a biggest fan as anyone else, and we would love to see the original lineup, and, you know, who knows if that will ever happen. That's nothing against Wolfie. I knew Wolfie
right.
When he was a kid. He's a great musician, and he makes his father happy. I get it. But, you know, listen, when I was in the band, I got a lot of shit because everybody wanted, you know, you want to give the people what they want. The best I could do is to, you know, play some of the old material and hope they like me.
Right.
You know, with Van Halen going down this road so long, and working Roth with new material, you know, you would think Michael would be a part of it, but you know what? Who knows?
All right. That's the past. The present is Hurt Smile. It is your brand new band, Gary Cherone, my good friend, longtime friend. People can go to hurtsmile.com and pick it up. You can go to your local CD store of choice. When do you come to Phoenix?
We're working on the American leg. We're gonna do Japan and Europe in May. We'll do some U.S. shows before that, but we probably won't get out to the West Coast until after that.
You gonna do like a club or a theater tour, or are you gonna jump on an existing tour on an opening slot?
Yeah, if it's just us, we'll do a club, you know, 300-400 seaters. I like that. I'm excited about that. We're gonna do some shows on the East Coast doing that. But if there was a right tour, we'd jump on it in a heartbeat.
One last question: your music and everything that you've done over the years has been lyrically challenging, questioning, philosophical, political, religious.
Sure.
You've got so many things. Are we at the point now where music has become so dumb that some of the stuff that you do goes over people's heads?
No. You know what? There's a place for everything. You know, they say the masses are asses. So if you dumb it down, you're gonna reach a bigger audience. But I don't know. Some of the stuff we grew up on. You know, before we started this interview, to me, you know, that reached the masses, but that was on a genius level. It was brilliant. You know, the theater, the lyrics, you know, just, you know, Cooper, we were talking about it before this, but it was, you know, mentioning the fact that he's about time he's getting into the hall, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know. I think there's a lot of stupid out there, but, you know, if you look, you can find some good stuff.
Hurt Smile is good stuff.
Hurt Smile is good stuff. And, you know, musically, it's aggressive. It's in your face. And, you know, some of the songs lyrically are challenging, hopefully. You know?
Well, thank you for making another great record, and of course, thank you for taking time out. And I can't believe you called me on your dime. They should have given me a number to call you.
I'm not getting reimbursed for this.
Wow, do you have any idea how cheap the company I work for is?
Oh yeah. I was in Van Halen. I got cash.
Gary, you're the man, man. I'm glad you're back. And when you come to Phoenix, you make sure that you stop by. You guys come in and say hello.
Absolutely, Paul. Thanks for everything, all the support throughout the years, and thanks for supporting this latest. Dan, thank you, man.
You're welcome, brother. You know, we're going to play some stuff. This is brand new music from a band called Hurt Smile. Gary Cherone, formerly of Extreme and Van Halen. Oh, he's still with Extreme, formerly of Van Halen. The song is called Just War Theory. Gary channels his best Johnny Rotten here. It's 93.3 KDKB.